हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 6 ध्यान योगा टेक्स्ट नंबर 35 एंड 36। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री भगवान उवाचम असंशयं महाबाहो मनो दुर्निग्रहं चलम् अभ्यासेन तु कौन्तेय वैराग्येन च गृह्यते। श्री भगवान उवाचम असंशयं महाबाहो मनो दुर्निग्रहं चलम् अभ्यासेन तु कौन्तेय वैराग्येन च गृह्यते। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस ए सी भक्तिविदान स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद दि फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। Lord Shri Krishna said, O mighty armed son of Kunti, it is undoubtedly very difficult to curb the restless mind, but it is possible by suitable practice and by detachment. Text number 36. Asamyatatmanayam duspraapayiti me matihim vasyatmanatu yatatam sakyo vaptum bupayataham. असंयतात्मनायोम दुष्प्राप्यति मे मतिहीं वस्यात्मना तु यततां शक्यो वाप्तुम् उपायतः। ट्रांसलेशन फॉर वन हूज माइंड इज अनब्रिल्डेड सेल्फ रियलाइजेशन इज डिफिकल्ट वर्क, बट ही हूज माइंड इज अ कंट्रोल्ड एंड हूज स्ट्राइव बाय अप्रोप्रिएट मीन इज अश्योर्ड ऑफ सक्सेस, दैट इज माई ओपिनियन। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकयं चक्षुरन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तं स्वामिन्निति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवै गौरवाणि प्रचारिणीम् निर्विशेष शून्यवादीं पाशातदेशतारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगद्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांतरद कांत नमोस्तुतिम् तत्तकांचन गौरांकि राधे वृंदावनेश्वरीं ऋषवान् सुते देवे प्रणमामि हरे प्रिये। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण नव्यार चैप्टर 6 ध्यान योग टेक्स्ट नंबर 35 एंड 36। ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక కృష్ణ అర్జున హీ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టు కృష్ణ దాట్ హే కృష్ణ హే మధుసూదన హే గోవింద మై మైండ్ ఈజ్ అ కంప్లీట్లీ రెస్ట్లెస్ అండ్ అన్స్టడీ అస్ వెల్ అస్ మై మైండ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ అబ్స్టినేట్ అండ్ వెరీ వెరీ స్ట్రాంగ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ ద యోగా విచ్ యూ హ్యావ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ లుక్స్ దాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అ ఇంప్రాక్టికబుల్ అండ్ అన్ఎండ్యూరబుల్ for me. So in this way Arjuna is expressed his inability to do the yoga practice. So in this shloka Krishna is agreeing that Krishna is not rejecting what Arjuna is saying. Krishna asam sayam mahabaho, Krishna says, the supreme personality of Godhead, he says asam sayam mahabaho. Asam sayam means without doubt. Krishna saying, without doubt, asam sayam mahabaho. Arjuna, what you are telling is I accept it, and it is a completely very difficult, but it is a possible. Krishna saying it is a possible. How is it possible? By the suitable practice, abhyasa. By the suitable practice and vairagya. Vairagya means detachment. Krishna is giving a solution in this two shlokas. Because when we see anything we want to achieve in life, we want to do the practice. There are many musicians, there are great dancers in this world. Are they come to the stage overnight and they dance very well? No, it is not that. They have to practice like a anything. Anything we want to achieve in life, we want to do the practice. That's what Krishna is teaching in this sloka, abhyasa. Abhyas means practice. Anything possible in this world, if you, with great determination, if we do the practice, abhyasa, at the same time, Krishna is telling that we have to detach also, vairagya also is required. Just like, for example, what is the practice Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport? Just like, for example, if the fire is there, when you pour the ghee on the fire, what will happen? The fire, it will not extinguish, it will increase. But instead of that, instead of pouring a ghee, if you pour the water, what will happen? This fire will extinguish. So similarly, this mind, when you keep on pour the material things, when you keep on pour the material things about this world, you know, just like, for example, if you are keep on looking at the woman or keep on looking at the man, then what will happen? The mind will go on attached. Mind will go on attached with a woman or men, then it will be flickering like anything. It will be unsteady. It will be restless. So what we have to do? We have to detach from that. Just like when you pour the ghee on the fire will come more. So similarly, when we associate with the mind, if we keep on pouring the for this material things to this mind, what will happen? This mind, the mind will get agitated. Okay, bring me more, bring me more, bring me more. Just like a fire will ask the ghee, and it will tell to the ghee, okay, pour me more, pour me more, pour me more. So similarly, this mind will think, okay, bring me, bring me, bring me. This will become, this mind will never get satisfied. So that's why, what is the best solution for the, to control the mind is that we have to simply hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. When you keep on hear, only you supply hearing about the Supreme Lord, it is like a pouring water on the fire, it will extinguish. Then the mind no more will wander like anything, it will not flicker and it will not agitate also. Then what will happen when we hear about the Krishna Katha? Because there's in Raja Kulasekhar, it says that, you know, we have to bibhata Bhagavata. When we just drink the nectar of Krishna, then this Krishna Katha is a very powerful, very, very powerful process, and everything starts with the hearing only. Anything, even in the child and the womb of the mother, the first things the child does is the hearing. What's going on around? Whatever the mother hears, the child also hears. So, for example, the person is a very good person. For example, if you hear continuously about the good things, what will happen? The mind will start to think about the good thing. But unfortunately, if you are in a wrong association, if you are keep on hearing about bad things, what will happen? This mind also will, you know, just like what you feed, that will come out. If you are feeding a good things to the mind, then definitely this mind will think in a good way. And if you keep on pouring that bad things, then what will happen? The mind will become restless and flickering. So we have to keep on pour the Krishna Katha. That is the best process to control this mind. So after that, so the more one hears, Srila Prabhupada says, the more one hears about Krishna, he will be enlightened. He will be enlightened, and at the same time he will be detached from the matter and engaged in the spirit. We have to pour on Krishna Katha. So after that, Srila Prabhupada gives a very nice analogy. If somebody is very much hungry, if he is very much hungry, if you go and give the food, what will happen? Every morsel of food he takes, he will feel satisfaction. As soon as the hungry person takes some food, and he will be satisfied. The more he eats, and the more he will satisfy, then he will get a strength also. So similarly, just like a hungry man takes the food and he is getting satisfied and he is getting a strength, similarly, by discharging the devotional service, one feels a transcendental satisfaction. When we do the Krishna Bhakti, when we do the devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we feel completely satisfied. Not ordinary satisfaction, it is a transcendental satisfaction. Transcendental satisfaction means Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. Rishabhadev says Brahma Saukhyam Anantam. When we do the Brahma Saukhyam, the about the Lord Krishna, then the Brahma Saukhyam Anantam. It is unlimited happiness. So this mind, just like for example, if you are going to some hotel, you know, we are know, people are going to the hotel, and if they see, if they tasted something very nice, then they will stick to that only. Whatsoever you give, it will happen only sometimes only. Sometimes we like a food very much. If it is a tasted like anything, we never forgot. I ate that hotel for 40 years back. That food was very amazing. So in this way, this mind will remember. So similarly, when this mind feel the transcendental happiness, then again and again this mind will say, okay, you keep on, give me more transcendental happiness. So in this way, the mind become very much satisfied. Then it will be automatically detached from the material object. So it will be detached from the, this is the best process to control the mind. Then Srila Prabhupada gives another example, is just like a curing a disease. If somebody is having a disease, how we can cure? One is by the expert treatment. The second is the appropriate diet. Appropriate diet and expert treatment, we can cure the disease. So similarly, what is the treatment for this mind? Hearing about the transcendental activity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the best treatment for this mad mind. Then what is the appropriate diet? Eating Krishna Prasadam is the appropriate diet for this mind. So when we do these two activities, what will happen? The mind will be controlled. This is the practice, abhyasa, then vairagya, detachment. Automatically it will be detached. For example, if you are very much like something, then definitely you will detach from other things. Definitely we will detach. For example, if the company is giving a 10 lakh rupees per month salary, definitely we will leave other job and we will attach to the new job, which is we are getting more salary. So similarly, this mind, what will happen when we get the transcendental pleasure, transcendental satisfaction, automatically it will be detached from the material things. So then Krishna says in the 6.36 shloka here, one who not control the mind, for them self-realization is a troublesome. If the mind is not controlled, then where is the question of the self-realization? Not possible. So then Krishna says, one who is a control the mind, the success is guaranteed. One who is a control the mind, that means almost self-realization, almost he attained. The controlling the mind is a very, 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 very difficult. So Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, practicing yoga at the same time engaging the mind and the material engagement is a waste. For example, if somebody is practicing the yoga system, at the same time he is enjoying in the material sense. Just like, for example, if you are filling the air in the tire, at the same time if there is any hole, what will happen? Whatsoever you fill the air in the tire, one side it will go inside, another side it will go out also. There is no use. So similarly, when we want to do the yoga practice, and we have to be away from this material enjoyment. So Srila Prabhupada gives an example, just like when you ignite the fire, at that same time, if you pour the water, what will happen? Then it will extinguish. Fire will extinguish. So what is the use? One side you are igniting the fire, another side you are pouring the water, then there is no use. It will extinguish. So similarly, it is a simply waste of time. Simply waste of time. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says, if you wanted to practice the yoga system, then we should have the vairagya. We should not simply enjoy this material things. Then we should detach it from this material things. Then what will happen? The mind will control. Once the mind is controlled, Krishna says in this shloka, it is for him, one who is controlled the mind, for him self-realization is assured. Self-realization is guaranteed. So one must control the mind in order to get success in the yoga process. So to control this yoga process, in the yoga process, the basic necessity is to control the mind. So in this age of Kali Yuga, it is chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When we chant the holy name, when we hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then the mind will be very, very peaceful. Just like a Krishna gives the example, even though ocean is there, if you see during the rainy season, so many rivers will come. So many rivers will come and join the ocean. Even though so many rivers are coming and joining the ocean, the ocean is not at all agitated. It is a very, very peaceful. This ocean is a peaceful. It is not, so many rivers are coming and joining, so many waters are coming inside the ocean, and the ocean is overflowing. It is not like that. We never heard like this way. So similarly, when we do the devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our mind will become very, very peaceful, santa. Then, because in this material world, whatsoever we try, and our mind will be restless. It will agitate more and more. The more and more it will agitate. So simply the best process, hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because his pastime of Krishna is Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tattvadaham Tattva Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mame Vestu Arjuna. Because the pastime, the activities of the Supreme Lord is all Janma Karma Chame Divyam. It is a transcendental. So when we hear this transcendental vibration, this vibration is very much. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This transcendental vibration and hearing about the Supreme Lord is the very, very, very powerful in this age of Kali Yuga. Simply doing this, we don't want to renounce anything. We don't want to leave the wife or children or the office or home. We don't need to go to forest. That is not possible also, as we discussed yesterday. So simply executing our regular activities, simply regularly, if we hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when we hear and chant the holy name of Krishna, then automatically the mind will become very much satisfied, because when we hear and when we chant regularly with a humility, we feel the transcendental happiness. When this transcendental happiness is there, mind will become very, very, it is just like when you remove the poison in the snake, then no more fear. It will be very, very, this snake will be, you cannot dance like, you cannot go and bite somebody, because already the poison is removed. So similarly, when we hear about the Lord, the mind also will become very, very peaceful. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hari Om Tat Sat.